two.
Peace.
Two. Alright, welcome to episode 16 of 2P Start Live. He's Tim.
And he's Ray.
We hope you enjoy the show. As always, first up, trivia for you. Last week we didn't have anybody get it correct, get the song correct.
That was surprising. I thought that was a pretty easy one. Yeah, so we'll see. It'll be up there this week on the contest page, so go check it out and give us your best guess.
Take a second listen, maybe it'll jog your memory.
Yeah.
So we're going to continue on with our next contest. Leave us a comment or send us an email and tell us what game this chime is from. Remember, if you can correctly name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you gain an extra edge against the competition if your correct entries are only a day apart. So let the guessing begin.
All right. So with that, we're going to launch right into the topic of the week. Which is the PS3. Let's give the topic a title. How about we call it 2008, the year of the PS3? That's right. A lot of people are saying that this will be the year that the PS3 finally gains some respect and becomes a really relevant console. I guess I want to point out that we're not like Sony haters here, right, Ray?
Possibly.
Oh, okay. Well, I was always a PlayStation fan.
For instance, I was not a big Nintendo fan around in the Nintendo 64 era. I was all about Sega. I was like, dude, Dreamcast, I love it. I don't really care for the 64. It's not my style. I don't care what they're making. But come to find later, it's like, well, I do like what they're doing with the GameCube now. I'm quite pleased with that, you know? And now it's like, well, Sega's not doing so well, you know? Like, I'm willing to admit these things. So if something, you know, comes along that changes the PS3, I'm willing to accept that as like, yeah, this is a really cool game and, you know, people should all buy a console for it or something. I'm willing to change, you know, based on the evidence, basically.
Yeah, we're not, I mean, I'm kind of a Nintendo fanboy just because I've grown up with Nintendo. But I was willing to admit, you know, the N64 wasn't the greatest system. The GameCube had some weak points compared to the competition. And, you know, it's like, we're just honest. And so the PS2 was great. The PS1 was great. The PS3 is not so great so far.
Right.
But I would be more than happy to see it do well and, you know, just be one more choice for, you know, serious gamers to consider, you know.
So now what is the reason why people are saying this could be the year for the PS3? I assume it is the upcoming games, right?
Well, I mean, that would be a gamer's reason for looking at the PS3. And so, yeah, why don't we go over that? There actually are a good number of exclusive titles for the PS3. Of course, we're only going to talk about exclusives because if it's on the 360 also, then it's a wash, you know?
Right.
But let me just go down a list of games that are almost for sure going to be coming out this year. You got a new SOCOM game. A lot of people like that. Tekken 6. Big one for fighter fans. Haze. Gran Turismo 5. A lot of people looking forward to that. Killzone 2. Probably. Eventually. hopefully. Resistance 2. And then the two big ones really are Little Big Planet and Metal Gear Solid 4, of course.
Resistance 2 already? Wow.
Apparently, yeah, that's what they're saying, 2008.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's a pretty decent list. I mean, that's almost, I don't know, one a month almost for pretty big exclusives, and not to mention the multi-platform releases. And then shortly thereafter, apparently in 2009, you're going to have God of War 3 and Final Fantasy 13. So they do have some stuff going for them there, you know?
Yeah.
Those are just the big ones, you know? There's a lot of other ones that may surprise us that are just not as well known, but I mean, at least that's a respectable lineup, you know?
Right.
I mean, if you bought a PS3 on accident, you could at least, you know, say, oh, phew, there are some good games coming out. It's not going to regret this in a year. You know,
so basically,
I mean?
Parents are going to be, like, at the checkout aisle and then, like, what? I didn't know you put the PS3 up to get scans.
Exactly.
I bought it on accident.
Shoot.
Here's how I feel about it. There are obviously great games coming out for the PS3 that I assume will be great games. I mean, they could end up being terrible, right? I mean, we've had this happen before where it's like Layers is going to be a big game, and it's like, well, no one cares now because it's not very good. Where I'm at is, well, you know, what's going to classify the PS3 as, oh, it's a really good system, you know? Is that like, oh, it's going to catch up with sales to the Wii? You know, is that a good indicator?
Mm. Yeah, I think...
I don't think that's going to happen. I mean,
no.
Because of Nintendo's games they got coming out this year, the Wii's only going to grow, in my opinion. I think it's just going to keep getting bigger.
I think if it does eventually catch the Wii or, you know, even the 360 in sales, you know, then that'll be a number of years down the road. But I think the indicator will be that it's pacing the Wii. You know what I mean? Like, it's not going to catch up, but if it can sell as much as or even more than the Wii... or the 360 in America, you know, then that's telling you something. I mean, people are buying the system. And you got to realize, you know, for worldwide sales, the 360 is obviously trash in Japan, so it's already outselling the 360 in Japan. So, you know, I think it will catch up. The question is how much and how long will it take. But I think one part that's going to kind of start pushing it is, the fact that it is a relatively inexpensive Blu-ray player. And I hate talking about that because I don't care about the non-gaming aspects of consoles that much. But it does look like the Blu-ray is going to, you know, outduel the HD DVD here.
Right.
And, you know, if I think this year it's really going to be settled once and for all. I mean, you're already seeing all the price slashing on the HD DVD players and the discs and it may be the last year of the you know, format war. So with that being said, come Christmas time, people may be starting to pick up the PS3 for two reasons, you know?
Yeah. Man, it's gonna be interesting. Only time will tell, I guess, but
I just
don't see it pulling through. I just don't see it happening.
Can you at least admit that you, or tell me if you think that 2008 will be a better year for the PS3?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Okay, so we're at least seeing that it's on the up.
Yes.
And it's getting Rumble this year, and that's something you shouldn't have been missing from the beginning, but we can just pretend that never happened.
Right.
And it may see a price drop by Christmas, which would help, and maybe their PlayStation Home little avatar, whatever, dealy, could get figured out by then, too.
There's a lot of hardcore gamers out there who want to play these hardcore games, because let's face it, PS3 is a hardcore gaming machine, right?
I mean,
we're not doing simple stuff here. I'm sure that's going to capture a lot of the hardcore gamers, but as for just the general open market of just regular people, no one's going to care is the problem. It's hard. They're walking a fine line because they realize they're missing out on the big market of just regular people just wanting to play simple games. And they're kind of trying to lean a little bit more towards that audience just a tad while still being like super hardcore.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing on the list that I feel like I'd have to buy the system for. You know what I mean? Like, there's games I'd like to play.
I think for some people there are. But
yeah,
not
that's
me.
True.
It's just not,
yeah,
not you know, me. It's just not for me. Not for you, so I guess we're just not in the right audience.
Yeah, that's okay.
I mean, we both played Metal Gear Solid 4 at the E for All.
Yeah, it was impressive.
And I was really blown away. I was like, this is a really sweet game. Too bad I just suck really, really hard at this. Too bad.
Yeah.
We
were both pretty bad.
Because I know people in the line were watching what I was doing.
Oh, it was awful.
They're probably shaking their heads, like, "Dude, why are you here? Why are you even in here?" Because I distinctly remember myself on the ground trying to like hide, you know. And then like they would start.
There's
shooting
a guy
at
standing
me.
Over you.
Yeah, they're shooting at me, and I'm like laying on the ground. So I'm like, "Get up!" And he like starts getting up really slowly, and he's kind of taking a gentle stroll away. It's like, run! What do I need to press to run?
Oh, jeez. And I kind of did okay for the first part because I remember, you know, they kind of walked us through that. Mm-hmm. Then as soon as it got to, like, after, like, 3 minutes, I was hosed. And, like, everyone's watching me play like crap and... Yeah.
Now, I do remember with the questionnaire we filled out. Am I allowed to talk about that?
I don't know. Well, why don't you mention it and we'll edit
okay.
it.
Okay. I do remember on the questionnaire they asked afterwards, you know, like, you know, will you buy this game? You know, if no, then what's your reason? Like, it's not on your console. You know, you'd rather play it on 360. It's kind of like, I wonder how many responses they're getting back for that, that they're not going to be like, man, if we just put this on 360, we'd sell so many copies, kind of.
See, I wrote in my own answer. I said, this needs to be a casual title with waggle
with
controls.
Motion controls. And then I know how to run. I know how to run because I just shake the remote.
You just shake it as hard as you can, yeah. Can you imagine them switching consoles last second?
Well, I mean, it could work on the PS3, right? You just shake it the controller as fast as you
That's
can.
That's true. Yeah.
We don't really have anything to talk about with Comic Talk this week, so we're going to jump right to our suggestion box.
That's right. We don't want to waste anyone's time. So.
We don't, actually, yeah. Instead of it just being completely blanket and empty because I, like, edited out everything we said, no, we really did skip over it.
Yeah. All right, so what's your comment?
My comment goes to DJ75278, who said...
What?
What?
I was gonna give a DJ comment.
Oh no!
Well, what's yours? What, maybe we probably have different DJ comments. Huh,
does it start with "so when"?
Yeah.
Oh.
Crap! We picked the same. See, when people praise us, we really want to pick those comments. So. Well,
so guess, he said. So when are we gonna get our hands on some 2-piece start merchandise? How about a shirt or something for your loyal fans? Which was then seconded by Andrew and thirded by CH33S3.
L cheese.
Cheese, yes.
Yeah,
right.
Cheese. Get it? Lead speak there?
I'm sorry. I'm not a hardcore gamer, I guess.
he owns the Wii.
I'm like, cheese, what do you mean? I'm just waggling. I'm trying to waggle.
Yeah. Yeah, so what? I was going to make that our comment of the week to bring it up as another topic of discussion, Ray.
What do you want to do about that?
I don't know. You want to make some merchandise?
I suppose we could. You want to loan me like $600 and
to print a bunch of stuff? Yeah, you know what? I guess I'll make this.
I'll buy a PS3. I'll make 10 shirts. We'll be set.
Wait a second. I was just going to say, Ray and I have talked about it before briefly, and...
It comes up every once in a while.
It comes up.
We always talk about, we're always like, we want to do that. Like, we want to have shirts. Like, we want to give something to people, but we have nothing.
Yeah, we think that would be cool. But maybe we'll just have to really actually do it.
Yeah, I'd be up for it.
Yeah, so you guys, you'll get your wish. I don't know when, but we're going to look into it and see if we can find a printer, I guess, that...
Tentatively 2008.
Tentatively 2008. Oh, we don't want to charge like $30 for a t-shirt or something, so...
Right.
And we also want it to be of decent quality.
Yes.
So, I don't know how to go about doing those two things, but we'll try to figure it out.
I could make it happen.
Okay. Ray's got
connections. I'll just wave my hands.
Alright. So, that brings us to... Ooh, the ugliest section of the 2-Piece Start Live podcast.
The part that needs to be swept away. The evil
the Ray
sister.
Hargraves Award.
The Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Cream the Rabbit. Black Doom. Black Doom is the one.
I thought Black Doom was cool.
So do we have the same Black Doom Award?
I don't know. Why don't you go and we'll see.
Does yours start with... Now. No, go ahead.
Okay, mine it has to do with Devil May Cry 4.
Didn't you already have one?
What? Oh, yeah, I did. This is a different one.
Go on.
Well, okay, so here's the long and short of it here. When you buy the PS3 version, you cannot stick it in your PS3 and start playing. There's a required 20 to 30 minute install. It has to install, like... parts of the game, which cuts down on the load times. So if you compare PS3 to Xbox 360, the load times on the PS3 are like 2 to 3 seconds instead of like 4 to 5 seconds on the Xbox 360. So they say, what? Hey, it's twice as fast. Well, you know, that what does
why
that
mean?
Why
don't they just give you an option?
Well, that's my point, is if they had made it optional, then you can actually tout it as, like, a great feature to have over the 360. Because, see, if I owned a PS3 and I bought the game, I'd want to stick it in as soon as I got it and play it. But maybe later down the road, like, after I stop playing it, I wouldn't mind installing it because I was kind of done for the day, you know? And just let it run, and then it was there, and I could take it off if I wanted to.
Right.
You know, if I ran out of space. But if you take off the game, and you want to play it again 6 months later, then you got to install it again. So, really, I don't want to waste 20 minutes to save 2 seconds every time I load a level, you know?
Now, what if one day you had, you removed it, and then you come back to it 5 years later, and that update is no longer there for you to download, right?
Well,
you just not get to play
it? I don't think you download it off the system. You actually install from the disk onto your hard drive.
Okay.
So it's all there, which is good.
Oh,
but
thank God.
Yeah, this game is no longer available.
Yeah, seriously.
That would suck. But still, it's like, you know,
that's what World of Warcraft is going to be one day.
Yeah, that's true. And
servers no longer available. All your lovely creatures are gone.
The last 5 years of your life. Gone.
20.
But you know what I mean? Like, make it an option and you can say it's a feature. At this point, it's like, if I had both systems, I would buy the 360 version just because of that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, come on.
See,
guys.
What I would love is if you had to do that installation every time you turned it on. Like, every time you put in the disc, like, please wait 20 to 30 minutes. Make yourself a sandwich.
But see, I'm a little concerned because you start getting into this. It starts getting to be like PC gaming, you know?
And see, that's what I don't like. Like, that's why.
And then you have to patch it, you know? I don't want them to go there because that's a big reason people don't like PC gaming. They don't want to upgrade their system or install things or, you know, you just want to be able to stick the game in and play.
And it just runs the way it's intended.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
So, let's not. It's a fine line.
Don't get me started, Tim. I'm not feeling well enough to get into that today.
Yeah. So I'm guessing we didn't have the same Black Doom Award.
No, certainly not. No. Actually, my Black Doom Award is going to go into... I wish that I had their individual names so I could personally attack them, but the IGN team who was doing the Week in Review podcast about Smash Bros. Brawl.
Uh-oh, they disparaged your game. No.
Hear me out. So they're ranting and raving about how awesome this game is, and they're just laughing about, oh, it's so much fun, and we were having fun on this, and they're like, well, this level sucks, and this character sucks, whatever, you know, which is all just, you know, opinion, basically, because everyone has their own favorites.
Right.
And eventually, you know, like, they're talking about how great the game is, and then towards the end, they're like, yeah, this game isn't as good as Mario Galaxy or Metroid Prime 3 Corruption. Which I was kind of like, really? Like, can you even compare that? You know, can you even compare them like that? Like, isn't that like saying Halo 3 is good, but it's not quite the same as Viva Pinata, you know?
Right.
Like, yeah, I know, they're completely different games. Or, even just Halo and Metal Gear Solid, right? It's like, oh, you know, Metal Gear Solid's such a better game than Halo 3. It's like, well, how's the multiplayer in Metal Gear Solid? Does it have multiplayer?
Yeah, I guess you can say I enjoyed this game better, or I feel like this is my type of game.
Right,
but
it's like,
if they're talking about reviewing it, then that's kind of hard to...
It's not as good as Galaxy or Metroid Prime 3 Corruption. It's like, are you still playing Metroid Prime 3 Corruption? My guess is no. You know, are you doing any multiplayer battles? Like, no. It's like, well, in what way is it not as good of a game? When it comes to single player... When it comes to multiplayer, when it comes to online play, like, what are you even talking about? Like, gameplay, Wii controls, like, it just kind of makes me bitter. It's like, you can't compare them like that. Because, like, if someone were to ask me, hey, Ray, what's a better game, Galaxy or Smash Bros. Brawl? See, you might think I'd say Brawl for everyone, but it's like, no, it depends on who's asking me. If it's this little 6-year-old kid, I'd be like, dude, Galaxy, that's your game, man. That game's awesome. But if it's, you know, Tim asking me, I'm like, dude, you gotta get Brawl. It's awesome. You'll love it. It's like, it's too completely... It depends on who you are and what your audience is, so...
Yeah, I can see from... Since they are game reviewers and they all they do all day is review games. They, if they take like a notebook and they're like, okay, graphics, which one has better graphics and sound, and they go down the list of every aspect, they could come up with a number and say, yeah, this game is better than that game. But it is a little difficult when Brawl is basically, I mean, the point of the game is multiplayer, and
right.
Mario Galaxy, the point of the game is single player.
they
are very difficult to
This game's
compare.
Way better. This game's
yeah,
so
you
much
can't
better.
Really, yeah, you can't really say that. I mean, they could say, we're going to give this a lower score than these other games because of X, Y, and Z. And, you know, again, it's just someone's opinion, but
they always talk.
Like Brawl,
but they always talk about rating games based on, you know, the other games compared to it, right?
Yeah.
As in that series, you know, like, well, this is a good fighting game, but you would rather have this one, you know, so this is going to get a lower score than this fighting game because it's not as good as this fighting game.
But I'm basing my purchasing decision on what IGN says. So.
Right, exactly.
I may not buy the game.
Which, by the way,
you never know.
They better not let Matt Casamassina review that game, man. I mean, have you seen the gameplay?
Oh,
because
you saw the
it?
Video. You saw. Yes. You told me you watched him play.
Like, okay, Matt Casamassina has been a part of IGN with the Nintendo team since the 64 era. He was around when Smash Bros. 64 came out. Yet he still can't play Smash Bros. Worth beans. Like, I mean, I can understand if, like, you're not, you know, like, a pro at it or something. But, like, he's making just such, like, horrible mistakes. Like, oh, you know, he'll rocket off the side of the stage with Pikachu and then use, like, the thunder attack from the sky and he just falls to his death. It's like, do you not know how to get back on the stage?
B.
You know, down B, down B, down B, down B, like, the whole time. It's like, you don't know how
even,
to play this
even
game.
I know that. Even
right,
I know
right, it's
that.
Like,
I,
how
I
long
played
have you
the game
playing?
Like twice.
Like, you know, and... I'm sorry. I should stop.
And that is this week's Smash Brothers rant.
I'll edit like so much of that.
Is that
going
to be a new segment?
No,
we have to talk about Smash Brothers.
We're going to edit out so much of that, man. There's no reason this podcast went on 27 minutes.
Right. All right. Well, I think that does it, Ray.
Yeah, that does it. Join us every week, every Wednesday, for a brand new webcomic on 2pstart.com, and every Monday for a new podcast. With that, he's Tim,
and he's Ray.
And this has been another episode of 2P Start Live. See you next week.
Bye-bye.